This is Joseph L. Flatley, and you are listening to Failed State Update. I'm recording this on June 28th, 2021. I know it's been a while since you heard from me. And that's because I haven't been doing a podcast. Been working on some other things. I have a book coming out in August called New Age Grifter, which is about a UFO cult, a nonfiction investigation that you'll be hearing more about in this space soon. But the reason I am dropping this episode is to kind of catch up on what I've been doing and to tell you about my new audiobook. So when I began doing this podcast a year ago, I had nothing going on. I was kind of in between projects and looking for something to keep me busy and keep me engaged in the world, which is not always easy when you're in quarantine. And things quickly changed for me, though. I ended up selling this book, New Age Grifter, to Feral House, legendary independent publisher, and had my work cut out for me. So, you know, what was supposed to be a time waster soon turned into something that I had to make time for. You know, I did it for a year, and it was great. And I want to do it again. I want to get back on the podcast train, but really, I want to do it differently. I don't want it to be simply a matter of just calling people up and interviewing them. A lot of people do that, and quite frankly, I think a lot of people do it better than I do. So, you know, I'm kind of looking for my own angle or my own twist on the whole concept. But in the meantime, I will definitely keep you up to date with bonus episodes when there are things to update you on. And the first one is I have two books, one book available on Audible now, one that will be available on Audible soon. The one that's available now is Satan Goes to the Mind Control Convention, my book from 2018, with the subtitle Manchurian Candidates, Recovered Memories, and the Dark Side of Conspiracy Culture. Satan Goes to the Mind Control Convention looks at the role that conspiracy theories play in American life and the current political climate. The book begins at a convention for therapists who uncover quote-unquote memories of past lives, extraterrestrials, and government mind control operations. From there, the listener will encounter Pizzagate enthusiasts, conspiracy entrepreneurs, Satanists, flat earthers, and more. Ultimately, the book cautions us that right-wing conspiracy culture is a fascist con trick that will only get more violent over the coming years, which, you know, said that 2018, but I guess in 2021, there aren't too many of us that will argue that that is not true. So, the book's narrated by Ian Putnam, and he did a really great job, and I think it will be great for all y'all who are new to my work or haven't read the book, or, you know, if it's been a few years, you probably, you know, you can put this book on, you know, during your next road trip, and if it doesn't horrify your romantic partner, you'll probably learn something. Available from Audible or Amazon or, you know, links in the show notes, or go to lennyflatley.net, and I hope you enjoy it. So here is the introduction to Satan Goes to the Mind Control Convention, as written by yours truly and read by Ian Putnam.
An early draft of this book began with the following. Author's note. Throughout this work, I refer to conspiracy theorists and conspiracy theories mostly, if not always, in a pejorative sense. By conspiracy theories, I am strictly talking about unproven or unprovable ideas that are believed in absence of evidence. By conspiracy theorists, I am referring to the community that has developed around these fringe ideas. I wouldn't use the words conspiracy theory and conspiracy theorist at all if there were better terms for what I'm trying to discuss. Unfortunately, there are not. I'm not entirely sure what the point of that note was. I guess I was trying to have it both ways, trying to appeal to the people who scoff at conspiracy theories, while at the same time telling the proud conspiracy theorists that they were still welcome to enjoy this book. In effect, I was saying, I'm not talking about you. You're cool. I'm talking about the other conspiracy theorists, the crazy ones. This is a book about conspiracy theories. In the first part, Satan goes to the mind control convention. I attempt to crash a meeting of mental health professionals who believe in things like reincarnation, alien abduction, and CIA mind control plots. The second part of the book examines the virtual reality that one often finds themselves in once they radically challenge consensus reality. You'll meet someone who claims that the terrorist attack on the Boston Marathon was little more than Hollywood special effects. A man who looks at the world and sees a large, spinning disc, and an online community of people who have convinced themselves that they're being surveilled by an out-of-control government. And of course, you will meet people who have turned these beliefs into thriving businesses. You'll also meet the man who killed 11 people in my hometown of Pittsburgh because he believed that they were a threat to the white race. Thanks to the internet, I am able to pinpoint exactly what ignited my interest in conspiracy theories in the first place. The July-August 1992 issue of the LA punk zine Flipside, odd for a music magazine, but perfectly in tune with the anything-goes ethos of punk, this issue featured an interview with the professional conspiracy theorist William Cooper. That man was out there. He pushed a paranoid version of Christianity that placed the true believers of Christ on one side of an eternal battle with Lucifer, as embodied by the Freemasons and the United Nations. Sure, in retrospect, it was all Glenn Beck's chalkboard stuff, but at the time, I was mesmerized. It was also around this time that I discovered Robert Anton Wilson, the self-described agnostic mystic. He explored the same topics as William Cooper, but with a skepticism and humor that seemed to elude most conspiracy theorists, who were, as far as I could tell, predominantly paranoid and right-wing and unable to take a joke. You might say that I laughed at William Cooper, but I laughed with Robert Anton Wilson. In his book, The Cosmic Trigger, Wilson recounts a series of mystical experiences that resulted from what he termed a process of deliberately induced brain change, called initiation or vision quest in many traditional societies. Whether attempted through psychedelic drugs or yoga or some other method, this sort of thing has the potential to leave one very unsure of where reality ends and fantasy begins. In describing his mindset after years of psychic experimentation, Wilson invokes Chapel Perilous from Sir Thomas Malory's Mort d'Arthur. In researching occult conspiracies, Wilson writes, one eventually faces a crossroad of mythic proportions, called Chapel Perilous and the Trade. You come out the other side either a stone paranoid or an agnostic. There is no third way. Ultimately, you can only hope to escape Chapel Perilous if you are armed with the wand of intuition, the cup of sympathy, the sword of reason, and the pentacle of valor. In the legend cited by Wilson, the four suits of the tarot deck indicate the four qualities that are necessary to escape Chapel Perilous and complete the hero's journey. There are lessons to be learned from this, even if you're not the type to involve yourself in an initiation or vision quest. Intuition, sympathy, reason, valor, these are all qualities that enable us to see more of the world as it is, as opposed to what we hope or fear it might be. This is why I'm fascinated by conspiracy theories and why I think they are worthy of serious investigation. Conspiracy theorists represent the breakdown that occurs either when the information needed to be an informed citizen is unavailable, or when one is overwhelmed by events, or when one lacks the ability to understand what is in front of them. For the conspiracy theorist, for all of us, probably, the present shock of the digital age and the implosion of civil society have transformed American life into a sort of Chapel Perilous. In these pages, I offer several examples of what this means on a practical level. Of course, by conspiracy theorist, I'm not referring to you. I mean all those other kooks out there.